This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach us there. If you like, you'll usually sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you call us on Skype. And the us in the studio tonight includes me, Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Coming up tonight, does quitting social media make you happier? Well, according to some of the young people who are doing it, yes. Yes, it does. We'll talk more about that on the way. Plus, you can share your thoughts on absolutely anything you want to discuss. There's also a parking ticket now that is as big as your car windshield.
Oh, God.
Which is kind of unusual. So we're going to get into all of that and more. But, Johnson, you've been itching to talk about berries.
You're really
interested in berries. Why?
Well, the black currant berry specifically, because the black currant berry is illegal in the United States.
And all right, so I'm already more interested in it.
So, or it has been forbidden, but now it's making a comeback.
Does it have psychedelic properties? Yeah, that was my only thought.
No, it's something that's used in wine. I don't really know necessarily. I mean, I hope, you know, I haven't fully read the entire thing yet to understand exactly why it was made illegal. But the discussion is, why does the purple skin tastes different outside of the United States?
Ooh.
Because because it's made with this.
With this particular berry?
That's right.
Okay.
So, from the article here, which is...
black currant is actually one word?
Yeah, black currant, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So this is from atlasobscura.com. And it goes on to say, what flavor is the purple Skittle? If you grew up tasting the rainbow outside of the U.S. of A., the answer is clearly grape. But in other countries, if you grew up tasting the rainbow in the U.S. of A., the answer is clearly grape. But in other countries, including the U.K. and Australia, purple Skittles taste like another fruit altogether, black currant. Most American...
I've never been able to figure out the taste of Skittles.
Crap, all crap. Orange is okay, but poison. I mean...
just all tastes like sugar to me.
Poison sugar.
Delicious, delicious sugar.
Most American mouths have never tasted the sweet yet tart tang of the black currant berry.
Hmm.
And there's a big reason for that. In the early 20th century, the growing of black currants was banned on a federal level in the United States after legislators discovered that the plants brought over from Europe had become vectors for a wood-destroying disease known as white pine blister rust.
Weird.
During the 1960s, the federal ban on the berry was relaxed in favor of a state-by-state jurisdiction, and most states now allow it to be grown. But the damage had already been done. The black currant jams, juices, and pastries and cakes that are standard throughout Europe are nowhere to be found stateside. The fruit's taste, when sweetened, is sort of a cross between a blueberry and a cranberry. People consistently love the flavor, but they just didn't grow up with black currants, says farmer Jim Riddle, who enjoys black currant jam with peanut butter on toast.
So they loosen the restrictions at the federal level.
That's right.
But they're still illegal in some places in the United States.
I guess most states they're not illegal anymore, but people just don't know about black currants because it's just not... because of this former ban, people just don't know about it.
What turned you on to this black currant thing?
I was just looking for prep one night and found this story, and I was like, wow, that's really interesting.
About an illegal
berry. Also just kind of, I'm dieting and whatnot, but I'm also still a foodie. You know, I still like interesting vegetables and flavors and tastes, and I came across this, and I was like, oh, that's really interesting. And the idea of something that I've never had a black currant.
Me neither.
Yeah, and the idea of something that tastes kind of like a cross between a blackberry and a blueberry and a cranberry.
It looks like a blueberry.
It looks like a blueberry. Pictures. It tastes a little bit like a blueberry and a cranberry, and that sounds pretty good. I mean, I don't know. But it says they do have a stronger taste than the American palate is used to, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Quinn has been growing black currants in New York's Hudson Valley for... Wow.
Can't hear Hudson Valley and not think of Dave, right? Dave, our caller.
Why don't you put some black currants in my face? Anyway, Greg Quinn's been growing them for the last 13 years. Quinn, who first discovered the berry when running a restaurant in Germany's Bavaria region, was so sold on its merits that in 2003 he successfully lobbied lawmakers to overturn the state's ban on growing them.
Huh.
So I guess New York is now a place where you can get black currant. He now has 10,000 black currant bushes in his backyard and has made it his mission to reintroduce black currants to the American palate, believing that their unique taste and traditional or nutritional benefits deserve a second chance. Quinn's Currant C-branded black currant concentrates and juices have already proven popular in some restaurants and cocktail bars, but it can be a hard sell. When I started this thing in 2003, right after the law changed, Americans, for the most part, did not know what black currants were, he says. To confuse the matter, in the 1920s, there was a dried grape from Greece that was mistakenly called the currant. So not only did Americans not know what a currant was, they didn't know what a currant wasn't. To figure out how to grow the berries and products to make from them, Quinn toured farms across the world and scoured supermarkets for black currant flavored items.
Makes sense.
I would buy everything I could find made from black currants, he says. At one point, I was up to 183 different items. Some of those products included the shredded wheat cereal with black currant filling and a black currant top cheesecake, which were made by American companies who create them for international markets but don't offer them for sale domestically.
Huh.
Now, this is also interesting.
It's just because people wouldn't know what it is, even not because it's illegal now. It's just not being sold domestically because nobody is demanding it in the United States.
Right. And this is interesting. There's a picture of like a group of Skittles here, and they actually, to me, these look different. Then, I mean, the purple color that's there is almost like a maroon. It looks
weird.
I mean, I don't know if that's just the image editing or whatnot, but it actually, to me, looks like it's different from the American Skittle, which is a very, like, indigo-y, bluish purple. And this is more of like a reddish, maroon purple.
Looking at the black currant selections on Google Shopping, you can get Chewits Black Currant candy. So they got black currant candy imported from Ireland for like $1.09. That's actually pretty affordable. Most of the rest of the stuff's pretty expensive. Black currant puree, $23.50.
Probably a lot of it's being imported. So
yeah. Then again, you're getting 2 pounds of it for $23, so maybe that's not so bad.
Yeah. So it goes on to say, Americans' lack of enthusiasm for the mighty black currants, which have 4 times the vitamin C of oranges, more potassium than bananas.
Wait a minute. One of these little berries has 4 times the vitamin C of an orange?
I think it's probably not one of the berries, but probably...
Or per ounce.
Yeah, per ounce, by weight, whatever. Yeah. More potassium than bananas and twice the antioxidants of blueberries.
It's a superfood.
Yeah, probably.
Might be.
It's puzzling to to many European and other expats. Eastern European countries are absolutely rabid about currants, says Quinn. Black currant juice is as common there as orange juice is here.
Wow. Okay.
Expats are among Quinn's most eager customers. No one's blasé about it, he says. I get calls, emails all the time saying, I'm so happy I found you. I never knew about this.
Wow.
I had black currant back home. My grandmother grew them, and my mother baked pies. I get all these anecdotes and stories. By 2008, Currant C products were being sold in 4,000 supermarkets nationwide, and the company, says Quinn, had just received a contract for its drinks to be sold in Starbucks. Then the global financial crisis hit, and things went south fast. Black currant juice, considered to be sort of a high-end
luxury
item, was suddenly a risk. Stores withdrew orders, contracts were canceled, and Currant C had to regroup. Quinn reinvented the company as an e-commerce business. After years of online-only sales, he is now gearing up to get his products back in brick-and-mortar stores. And then they're showing, I guess there's a brand called Ribena, a brand black currant drink, which is huge in the Commonwealth, not so much in the U.S. Quinn is joined by a few other American farmers who believe in the black currant. Blue Fruit Farm in Minnesota, for example, has been growing the berry since 2010. Farm owners Joyce Ford and Jim Riddle travel to regional food shows armed with samples of blackcurrant jam, hoping to lure foodies with a taste test.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Ribena Concentrate is a juice drink mix that you can purchase for $8.39. I'm not sure where we're going with this. Is there like a future for the black currant in the United States?
I don't know.
That's what they're trying to hammer out here. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Freedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here It's the foodie edition of Free Talk Live here. Johnson is regaling us with information about the black currant, a berry with which he's become somewhat obsessed within the last couple of weeks.
Well, it was illegal, you know, and that's sort of where my interest lies, is because it's like...
Because of some sort of...
I mean, the whole, you know, it's common everywhere else, but because of laws in the United States, the government just getting involved, its popularity was completely crushed here.
Right, and we've been looking at some of the black currant products that you can order from the internet. They do have, looks like some black currant mead. Someone's selling blackcurrant jam, which is pretty pricey. You can get a 16-ounce jar of that for $34.88.
Wow! eating that with your caviar.
What seems to be one of the more affordable products is that concentrate that you talked about, the Rabenna, I believe it is.
Okay.
Rabenna concentrate, which you can buy the concentrate and then, you know, turn that into a drink by mixing four parts water with it. So, you know, as far as shipping weight overseas, you're not shipping the... anything but a concentrate. So you're saving,
right. You're
saving some money on that. You can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I want you to tell the rest of the story here in a moment, Johnson, but Rusty has been waiting patiently in Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Cody and Johnson.
Yeah, howdy, guys. Not to derail the conversation. I just wanted to kind of give a few thoughts about the debate last night. I don't know if you had an opportunity to watch it.
I think Cody watched the whole thing.
I watched the first hour or so, but, you know, kind of lost interest after that.
Yeah, just my initial takeaway is I think Trump took it the first half, and then Hillary held her own the second. I think Trump won overall. I wish Gary Johnson would have been there. Trump purporting stop and frisk and all that type of stuff, and then supporting not allowing people, well, both candidates supported no-fly list ban for gun purchases.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, the terrorist watch list specifically was what they were talking about. I think that's different from the no-fly list, but nonetheless, it's the same concept.
Let me tell you, these are bad people. These are bad people, tell you. Tremendously terrible people. They're having these guns, and we need to take them away, let me tell you.
I think Trump was right when he hit Hillary, she was like, well, you don't pay any taxes. He was like, well, that's because I'm smart.
I enjoyed him saying that.
He had some pretty good answers.
He threw it right back in her face.
Well, yeah, what did he say? Like, you know, if you don't like the laws that I'm taking advantage of, then change the laws.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did, and he kind of attacked her because she's spent 3 decades in public service, and now all of a sudden she has all these great ideas but hasn't moved the ball forward on any of them.
That's a good point.
Really painted her as a career politician and someone who just says what they need to say to get elected. And I think Hillary kind of lost touch with maybe middle America when she's talking about some of these issues that are kind of just mainly East Coast, West Coast type deals, like sexism, misogyny, things like that. I don't think that resonates too much. I could be wrong with maybe middle America. It doesn't seem like a huge issue. It seems like the economy's a driving factor, at least, in the way I think Americans are voting. I could be wrong. I think a third candidate president would have been great, either Joe Stein
or Gary
Johnson. Yeah.
I mean, the chance that Johnson or Stein are going to hit 15% in five polls, or at least average in those five polls at 15% between now and October 19th are really slim.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they raised it to that number, to make it basically impossible.
That's right. And there are two more of these official CPD debates. There are two more scheduled. I believe they said at the end of last night's debate, the next one's October 9th, the one after that October 19th. So basically, every 10 or so days, they're going to have one of these debates. Rusty, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, just my takeaway, you know, gun to the head, if I had to choose between Hillary or Trump, I would probably go Trump now. But that's my takeaway. I'm voting for Gary Johnson, but if it was only those two choices, it would probably be Trump.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but which candidate would be more likely to ban black currants? I don't know. Hopefully neither.
I'm sure, you know, with Rusty's support, it will build the greatest wall around all these terrible people. so that they can't get these guns.
You know, Trump is entertaining at the very least. I didn't mind watching because it was one of those things where I was just curious to see what was going to come out of his mouth next.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the first hour, so I didn't see. I mean, we saw a little bit of it here in the studio because it was during the final hour of Free Talk Live, so we played some of it on the air and commented. But we didn't get to see much of it.
I did like how he nailed Hillary on a bunch of stuff, like the
emails.
Well, your thing, the emails.
Yeah, he got her good there.
You know, and then the super predator thing. You know, like, you know, when he's like, you try to pretend that you're holier than thou. You know,
right.
It's like you're not a racist. So like, but Hillary has done some things that are like really racist too. You know, so.
Yeah, I saw the last half hour of it, and, you know, it kept my attention for the most part. I mean, I was kind of busy doing show archives at the same time, but I was listening to the audio from the debate.
Well, that's the point. It's a televised event. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people watch the debates the same reason why they're watching sporting events.
Yes, that's what this did come down to.
They want to see them go neck and neck.
A spectacle. That's what this was.
Yeah.
And Trump really dominated that debate moderator, too, today. Either of you noticed that, where he kept, like, putting his hand up and saying, wait,
right.
And then Trump would keep talking.
Right.
And
all
like,
he has to do is say, excuse me. And I've seen him do this multiple times in prior debates. He'll just say, excuse me, and continue.
Yep.
And then everybody else will
just
shut
anything
up.
About it.
Right.
The moderator did nothing about it. All he would say was just, like, weekly he would say, it's been 2 minutes. And then Trump just keeps going and going. And going, so
man certainly does have a very strong charisma.
Well, that's gonna play well for him, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, because people who want to be led, which is it seems like a lot of Americans want to be led. They want to have somebody tell them what to do. That kind of personality resonates with the kind of person.
Have you guys read the Dilbert guy's take on Trump?
He says he thinks Trump is going to win.
Right. Have you read that?
Yeah, I've read that article.
Okay.
I didn't read it on the air, but it was.
I almost feel like we should because it is really interesting. But I can finish up this quick thing. There's like we're almost at the end of this black current story.
All right, more on the foodie currents here.
So they go on to say a common sales pitch is to suggestions for known flavors or suggest substitutions. I often mention how they're a great replacement for cranberry sauce, says Riddle. That's something that they can get their head around.
Mm.
America may not be switching the flavor of the purple Skittle anytime soon, but the black currant comeback tour is well underway. Blue Fruit Farm has sold berries to a distillery that makes slow gin, as well as a brewery, ice cream maker, and the creators of pastries, jams, and jellies. Quinn's Currant C now supplies black currants to an increasing number of New York businesses, including the Michelin-starred Brooklyn restaurant Meadows Suite, which serves a cocktail containing vodka, black currant, rosemary, honey, and lemon. Interesting.
Sounds good.
In recognition of certain Hudson Valley farmers' persuasive blackcurrant rhetoric, the name of the drink is the Mighty Quinn.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want, whether it's the ugly, awful politicians or this berry, which I don't really have an opinion about because I've never actually had it before. Where's our black currant pie, Johnson? You should have come prepared for this. Toll-free number
tonight. I might be ugly, but I have huge hands.
855-450-FREE. You can take control. Also, we'll talk about social media. Can you quit it and be happier? Some people are saying yes.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well, so join us there. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Healthcare's all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness rather than health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, could quitting social media make you happier? Some young people are saying yes, and they are doing it. Let's go to Bryce, though, in Maryland first. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via our app. Hey, Bryce.
Hi. Hey. I want to talk about, I just joined, like, a local, like, Carroll County, like, group. More so, we've, like, done a meeting or
Wait, what? What kind of group? I'm sorry.
Like a Carroll County like Facebook group, but we like meet up. And it's,
is that where you live?
Fun.
Carroll County, yes. Maryland? Okay.
Yeah. It's part of the Maryland Libertarian Party. So they like have done speeches so far. But they are really big in supporting Gary Johnson. I don't really quite want to support Gary as much as I want to support the message of liberty.
Sure, I understand. So what about it?
So I was basically like to talk to them and like how to like their rebuttals towards Gary Johnson as to like why we should be supporting him and that he represents that message. But like, he doesn't really captivate that. And I want to say we should do stuff for like Ron Paul, but I mean, he's not running.
Well, right. I mean, supporting Ron Paul in this election isn't going to do you any good. I mean, there's no point.
I wrote in Mary Ruart for the past two elections. It doesn't really make much sense, but I did it anyway.
I might write in Harambe this time around. I mean, at this point, there's almost nobody else worth voting for. But, you know, what you're saying here is you want to convince libertarians to stop supporting Gary Johnson. Is that right, Bryce?
Yeah, really. I mean, Gary Johnson doesn't really captivate the message, and he doesn't preach, like, non-aggression principle. It's more of, like, how to, like, go around that and, like, really go at the system, but doesn't talk about, like, why we should be, like, libertarians and about, like, what makes us libertarians.
Right, because he's not really, right, because he's not really a libertarian.
Expressing him as a libertarian doesn't do the libertarian any justice.
Well, I think the problem with Gary Johnson is that he's not about the message like Ron Paul is about the message.
That's correct.
Yeah,
Gary Johnson
is about himself.
And Ron Paul wasn't even about the message like Harry Brown was about the message.
I'm not too familiar with that.
I don't know. I mean, Harry Brown and Ron Paul was pretty darn principled. I mean, the dude was talking about legalizing heroin. Right. He was, you know, used the word voluntarist in interviews. Look, Bryce, here's my concern. I mean, while I agree with you and probably everyone in this room agrees with you that Gary Johnson isn't really a libertarian and ultimately, you know, isn't going to do, I don't think he's going to do generally good things for libertarianism. I mean, you could argue that Gary Johnson, just the fact that he exists and is getting some media attention will likely result in some people Googling libertarian and actually learning what libertarianism is. So, you know, there could be people who will meet, let's say, 4 years down the road who've moved to New Hampshire who will say, hey, I found out about this because of the Gary Johnson campaign. I mean,
right.
That could happen. Now, will there be as many of them as found us through Ron Paul? Probably not. Will, you know, he be as effective as Ron Paul or Harry Brown or some of these others might have been? No. But I think that one of the things that you're just going to be wasting your time doing is trying to convince other libertarians to not support him. I mean, that just seems like your typical kind of libertarian infighting that is even, I would say, less productive. Because if they want to go out there and put out signs for Gary Johnson, if they want to go knock on doors for Gary Johnson and hand out flyers for Gary Johnson, then they're obviously really interested in him. They think that whatever it is doing some good, and they want to help him. And I don't think it's productive for you to try to talk them out of it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see the angle. See, I like the signs that we do have that just say about libertarianism and not about Gary Johnson.
I'd say you should do is just, you know, there's plenty of libertarians who are not happy with Gary Johnson. I would say find them and do whatever kind of outreach you think is going to be more effective. So if you've got just plain old libertarian signs that you want to put out there, or, you know, putting propaganda in books at the library or doing outreach at the local county fair or whatever. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways that you can spread the ideas of liberty to people without having to kind of hitch yourself to a politician and have to wait for the politician to do things before you can get out there. I would say just kind of create your own outreach project, whatever that would be, whether it's creating media or just going out and, you know, flyering people in real life at a college or down Main Street or wherever. Just get out there and do something on your own and invite people to join you. It's always more, I think, productive to create your own thing and focus on that rather than trying to break down what other people are doing.
Yeah, see, the group had just started, and I feel like once this election burns out, I mean, we're pretty much coming to an end of this in November, so that the people that we have still remaining in the group, that we could then turn, keep the same momentum that you would use for an election, but then we use that to promote the message of liberty, because I mean, these two candidates are pretty much going to show the reason why we need libertarianism.
I think
the more that they're elected, because I mean, let's be real, Gary Johnson's not going to be elected But, like, the more that they're elected, the more they prove why we need libertarians.
Go ahead, Cody. What were you going to say?
I think one way of going about it is literally let them do what they're going to do because, you know, libertarians are pretty known for doing what they're going to do. And the more you try and change their mind, the more headstrong that they're going to get. So let them be in a Gary Johnson. Let them do that for this election.
Right. It's only going to be another month and a half.
I'm of the belief that there's a certain amount of disappointment that needs to reach everybody's life when they put too much energy into a presidential campaign. They get let down. And after a certain amount of elections that they've been let down, eventually they'll stop believing in the system. So really just let them be disappointed. You know, that's all I can hope for is Gary Johnson people be disappointed,
yeah.
Jill Stein and Gary, Bernie people all be disappointed, lose faith in the system, and then decide that maybe the best plan is to do something else.
Yeah, and again, it's only going to be another month. I mean, it's the end of September. The election's in the beginning of November. We're literally talking about 5 weeks. I mean, it's probably 5 weeks from tonight because elections are on Tuesday generally. So yeah. That'll be the end of Gary Johnson. He'll be completely off everybody's radar, and that'll be done. And people will be burned out, which is what you're talking about, Cody, where people are going to put a bunch of time and effort into promoting Gary Johnson, and then, you know, he's going to get, if he's lucky, he'll get 2%. That's my prediction. I, you know, by no means am an expert, but I would say that if Gary Johnson does better than he did last time, he's not going to do that much better. He's not going to do 4 or 9% or whatever it is some of these polls are showing.
I'll tell you what. Gary Johnson isn't going to get a private jet like I did.
Yeah. And I think either way, I don't really see him running again after this.
I don't know, man.
What I'll be looking forward to is Kokesh 2020.
So, Bryce, here's what else I'd recommend is just go ahead and start doing what you think should be done. Invite others to join you, but don't try to talk them out of doing what they want. Then, when Gary Johnson's over with, you can say, hey, if you're looking for something to do to spread liberty, here's what I've been doing for the last few weeks. Why don't you join me over here? And if it turns out nobody wants to join you and they just all want to sit around and wait until they, until the next presidential candidate comes around, then you should probably get the hell out of Maryland and move to New Hampshire, where there's activism going on every single week. There's always new exciting projects to get involved with. Some of us are, for instance, traveling up to the State House tomorrow. There's going to be a cryptocurrency hearing up there at the legislative office building, so we'll be having our voices heard there. Thanks, Bryce, for your call tonight. Good luck. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk about consciousness and science. Johnson's got that one on deck. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
But first, social media. Is that a way, you know, is it possible to actually leave social media and be happier? Well, young people are saying they're doing it. And yes, they are happier. We'll talk about that here in moments. And you can, of course, join us on the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And I also want to let you know about saveitpurse.com. That's a great way to save big time on your purchases from Amazon. If you're an Amazon shopper, why wouldn't you want to save, let's say, 15% on everything that you buy? Well, you can by using saveitpurse.com. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. So having Bitcoin allows you to save tremendously on your, as Trump might say, on your purchases at Amazon. Go and get started over at saveitpurse, saveatpurse.com. As we go to Skype, where Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Ian, good evening.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to kind of chime in a little bit on this this here debate that happened last night. Now, I heard a caller call in earlier. And people are saying, a couple people saying Trump won. Now, I will say these are Trump supporters. Now, a couple points if
I've been making. Obviously, the people who support a candidate are inclined to believe that their candidate won.
It gets even better. I'll tell you who also believes he won, the National Enquirer.
Okay.
Now, what's really interesting about this is, you know, I watched it. Now, there's only a couple key points that I really had to point out about. And, you know, it was really a landslide. And when it came down to is the be-all and end-all. And that was the final comment. Now, a couple no-nos. One, you don't call the moderator a liar. You also don't call him basically Hillary's bitch. That's what Trump did.
Did he say that?
That's a couple bad points right there. I mean, there's a few more, actually. You don't lie right on national television while Hillary's having
a
real
time. Politicians, of course they lie. That's what they do.
Well, Hillary wasn't. I mean, Hillary wasn't lying about nothing.
You are so ridiculous. Come on. She's a politician. By definition, she tells lies. You don't get
I'm
to
in
be
the room with a
You don't get to be the Democrat or Republican nominee for president without being a lying piece of garbage.
Well, here, let me try this one. Now, here's the final statement of the debate, and this is the most important one. Now, the question was very, very simple, and that was from Holt, and he said to Hillary, Hillary went first. Now, Donald Trump had the last word. He can't complain about that. No, he did complain about a lot of things afterwards, including his microphone. He didn't do this for an hour and a half. He's fine. Of course, I've seen different things. I must have heard something different. Now, here was the final comment. Now, the question was to Hillary from Holt, and it was a straight question. Oh, you complained about those two, and they were even up for both of them. Now, what it came down to is, now, imagine this, he said to Hillary. Now, if you lose, would you... consider the winner, and would you basically consider that the will of the people, and would you, and what happened is, he asked her, and her answer was brilliant. It was very Jeffersonian. I'll tell you what it was. It was very simple. She said on the stage, she looked all around and says, this is not about us. This is about them, meaning the people and the listening. I got one better. Here, you want to hear a better one?
No, I don't. I've heard enough. Thanks for the call, Ricky. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, it's not about her. It's about the American people.
Didn't he just say that she wasn't a liar?
Well, of course.
I mean, of course that's a lie.
He's a believer. He's a Hillary fan. Nothing she says could possibly be false.
It's not about us. It's about her, and it's about her being the first female president and continuing the Clinton line of bullcrap,
right?
Basically.
And showing how much of a tough man she is, too, right? Like, she's got to show how badass she is as a female president, so she's going to keep warring as much as her predecessors.
So badass she can't even stand upright.
You know what's interesting to me is how the collectivism, right, the whole idea of collectivism has sunk so deeply into society that now the leaders have to be chosen based on collectivism.
What do you mean?
So collectivism being the idea of, basically grouping everything and basically giving things merit based on a particular group, mm-hmm. right? So now the whole idea behind collectivism is often, government running everything because groups do things so well. We should centralize all power and everything should be run by groups and committees and bureaucrats. Well, that idea is so poisonous that now it's like, well, we've got to have a black president. Now we've got to have a woman president. And then we're going to have a Latino president. Like, it's just based on, they don't have any actual merits. It's just that they're in that group.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, that's why people are like, oh, it's so amazing. That's
would Hillary be as exciting if she were a man saying the same things?
Right.
Not to some people, at least.
Yeah, not to a lot of people, I'm sure.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Personally, I'm tired of people picking leaders. I mean, these people are not our leaders. They should not be telling you how to live. They shouldn't be telling you what to do. You shouldn't be looking to people like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton to lead you anywhere. So, I mean, that's...
It's an abdication of your own personal responsibility to vote, in my opinion, is to basically say that I'm looking for somebody else to save me, to
well, that's not necessarily why people vote. Life. I mean, some people vote because they want to try to reduce the amount of damage that's being done. It's not because they're endorsing the person, but the thing is, the person believes it's an endorsement. You know, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, whichever one of them ends up winning, is not going to say to themselves, oh, well, people chose me because they couldn't stomach the other person. No, they're going to say, they love me. They really love me. They love my ideas. They love everything about me.
The American people have given me a mandate.
Yeah.
It really comes down to two camps of people. Either you're picking the lesser of two evils or the lesser of four evils.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all it's coming down to.
Sadly, that's a true statement. So,
Trump will be like, the American people have absolutely expressed what's very important, that we build this wall.
He'll think it's an endorsement of every single word that's ever come out of his mouth, even though it's usually going to just be people holding their nose and voting for someone who's not Clinton.
Right. I mean, how many people have said, with a gun to my head, I would choose so and so. Well, I mean,
with a gun to your head, would you pick
if you
one?
Have to have the scenario where somebody's like literally holding a Glock to your face?
Could you please just pull the trigger instead?
Right, because that is the other option, right? You either pick one or the other, or you take the bullet.
Or, yeah, maybe I don't want to live in a world where one of these two bozos are running the show.
So you can share your thoughts with me and the rest of the crew here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Social media, of course, last night was blowing up with all of this. I mean, on Twitter, you couldn't get away from it. I went just to see what was going on Twitter because Gary Johnson was supposed to be tweeting last night, and he was. He was tweeting quite a bit. Apparently, he was at the Twitter home office in Manhattan.
Huh.
So, tweeting from Twitter.
Right, okay.
And I guess Jill Stein had a live video feed as well. But I went to Twitter just
tweeting
to see...
Tweeting from a farm somewhere.
What, no, I think she was actually outside of Hofstra. She got escorted off the Hofstra campus, which is where the debate was scheduled to take place. So, unlike Johnson, who was safely...
So
in
she
the
was
confines,
pulling a Gary Cobb, or a...
Bednarik Cobb, yeah. So it was David Cobb and Michael Bednarik, the Green Party and Libertarian Party candidates in the year 2004.
I mean, they should do that every. I mean, really, the Greens and the Libertarians should just do that every single.
Hell yeah, they should. Unfortunately, yeah. Gary Johnson, actually, his campaign came out with a statement, and I don't have it in front of me. We read it last night, but it was like a two-sentence shot at Jill Stein's campaign, basically saying that, basically what they said
was...
Yeah,
that should be your target, Jill Stein, okay.
Well, what they were saying was, we're respectable, so we're not going to be doing any protest activities.
So that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So the Libertarian Party is adopting Free State Project tactics.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, I mean, just yet another reason to not get behind and support Gary Johnson. The guy, you know, if he went there with Jill Stein, like, they held hands as they walked into Hofstra University and, like, you know, like handcuffed themselves together or something like that and did just something like to show solidarity on this.
I'd actually have some respect for him.
Actually,
if he did something like that.
You know what would be a really good event to do with that kind of thing or whatever? You know, it would be nice if the Libertarian and the Green Party did that with 20,000 supporters.
Well, there was talk.
As opposed to just sending in the two,
right.
Just send in a whole bunch of people.
There was talk last night, apparently, about some Stein supporters doing acts of nonviolent civil disobedience.
Right.
I have not heard, but honestly, I haven't looked to see if anyone else was arrested at Hofstra. So I'll check for that and see if anybody stepped up. But you're right. To have a more active, dedicated group of people on that would be pretty newsworthy. And, you know, Johnson could get free news coverage if he would just do something brave like that.
He wants to play it safe.
He'll climb a mountain. You know, the dude's incredibly, like, courageous when it comes to physical activity. But, can't be putting ourselves in harm's way from the police. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.